आकाशवाणी द न्यूज रेड बाय नवनीत सिंह। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी अराइव्ड इन फिलाडेल्फिया दिस इवनिंग ऑन अ 3-day विजिट टू द यूनाइटेड स्टेट्स। ही वॉज गिवन अ राउजिंग वेलकम ऑन हिज अराइवल। मेंबर्स ऑफ द इंडियन डायस्पोरा गैदर्ड एट द एयरपोर्ट टू वेलकम हिम। हिज विजिट इज पैक्ड विद अ सीरीज ऑफ हाई लेवल मीटिंग्स एंड एंगेजमेंट्स। He will attend the 6th annual Leaders Quad Summit past midnight tonight. Prime Minister Modi will travel to New York tomorrow, where he will interact with the Indian community and meet top executives of leading US-based companies. On the final day of his visit on Monday, Mr. Modi will address the Summit of the Future at the United Nations General Assembly in New York. Aam Aadmi Party leader Atishi was today sworn in as Delhi Chief Minister. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office to Atishi and her Council of Ministers at a ceremony at Raj Nivas. AAP leader Gopal Rai, Kailash Gehlot, Saurabh Bhardwaj, Imran Hussain and Mukesh Alawat were also sworn in as cabinet ministers. Atishi is an MLA from Kalkaji Assembly seat. She has become the third woman Chief Minister of Delhi after Sushma Swaraj from the BJP and Sheila Dixit from the Congress. Campaigning has intensified for the second phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir. In this phase, 26 constituencies spread over 6 districts will go to polls on the 25th of this month. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah said that Jammu and Kashmir has witnessed an unprecedented transformation under the Prime Minister Narendra Modi's leadership, moving from terrorism to peace. Addressing a public rally at Mendhar in Poonch district, he said, "The youth of JNK now hold laptops in their hands instead of stones." Mr. Shah also addressed rallies in Rajouri and Jammu district. Government e-marketplace GEM has reduced the transaction charges levied on sellers and service providers to foster ease of doing business and build a more inclusive economy. All orders valued up to 10 lakh rupees will now attract zero transaction charges as compared to the earlier order value ceiling of 5 lakh rupees. Talking to reporters in New Delhi, additional CEO GEM Ajit Chavan said that nearly 97% of the transactions of GEM will be attracting zero transaction charges. He said GEM has reduced its transaction fee by almost 33% to 96%, which is expected to benefit GEM sellers and service providers to become more competitive. India and Brazil have reviewed the existing collaboration in the energy sector and mutually beneficial relationship in bilateral trade and cooperation in sustainable fuels, particularly biofuels. This was stated in a joint statement issued after the meeting between Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri and Brazilian Ministers of Mine and Energy Alexandre Silveira. Mr. Puri is on a 3-day visit to Brazil since Thursday. Sri Lanka voted to elect a new president today in an election that remained largely peaceful. The election has been reported to have witnessed a turnout of between 75% and 80%. Election Commission has said that final outcome is expected tomorrow, even if counting goes into the second round. The election, which had the economy as a key issue, featured a three-cornered fight between incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe, leftist alliance leader Aruna Kumare Dissanayake and opposition leader Sajith Premadasa. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast isolated heavy rainfall over several parts of the country during the next few days. Heavy rain is expected in Odisha from tomorrow till Tuesday and in Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till Thursday. In Chennai cricket test, India are firmly in control of the first test against Bangladesh, with the visitors trailing by 357 runs with 6 wickets in hand in their second innings at the end of day 3. At stumps, the visitors were 158 runs for the loss of 4 wickets. Najmul Hussain Shanto at 51 runs and Sheikh Al Hassan and 5 were at the close of the play. And with that, we end this news bulletin.